Hello, everybody, and welcome to Power of Attorney podcast episode 2. With me, we have Adam from the Battle Ram blog, and we have beautiful Bobby Vintage Motu,
Hello.
co-host of Toy Frenzy, and then of course myself, Oz from Ostradamus Toys. How you guys doing tonight?
Not too bad, not too bad. As long as we got
Doing
everything
good.
working, I'm happy.
Feeling festive.
Good.
There
That's
we
good.
go.
I'm
There we
not
go.
yet, but I'll get there.
I've been feeling so festive. I've been wearing my Santa hat the last couple of days, and then, opening up some toys. It just feels like Christmas, you know?
That's good. Yes, I noticed you wearing that hat during your streams, so that's great. I like that. That's fun. It's good times. Yeah, and all our listeners and everybody watching this, happy holidays. We hope you enjoy this episode. So, if we want to get into it, first we should let me say, CamoCon came out. How did you guys pre-order that figure?
I myself got lucky, and I reached out to, my brother Skelevator on the West Coast there, see if he could help me out trying to get this one. And he was available as I was in the middle of the workday when it pops up. So there's no way I was going to be able to jump on in enough time and order it, get it sent out. So he grabbed an extra one, and according to him, they are on the way.
Yeah, mine shipped too
Nice.
as well. I think it shipped Thursday night. We're recording this on a Sunday night, so it was a couple nights ago. Yeah. So I should be getting it next week sometime. What about you, Adam? Did you try for him?
I didn't try for him. I was going to, and then I've dialed back a little bit on Origins. I'm trying to, and if this is a long process. I'm trying to kind of start collecting Motu classics.
Oh, okay.
So which is, basically going to bankrupt anybody
Yeah, right.
point. So that's moving slowly. So if it's something from Origins that I really like, I'm really, have to get, I'll get it. But if I feel it's like not necessary, I'll just skip it.
Okay. So what do you think of the I know I saw you tweeted about Mini Comic Roboto. What do you think of that one? Because we already knew about the other three figures, so I'm just curious on that one.
Actually, I thought originally I thought so I was comparing him to like the scan from the Dark Horse mini comics book. And I was like, why is he so light compared to that? But then somebody showed me their copy of the comic, and I think the Dark Horse scan, whatever copy of that comic they had, was much darker colors. So the Roboto, the mini comics Roboto that's coming out, it looks pretty good compared to some of the other copies of the comic book I've seen. So I'm, based on that, it looks cool. I'll pick that one up. Basically anything mini comic, I'll pick it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one as well. We already knew the other three that were coming out. They were already announced, so that was kind of a little bit more of a surprise to see that one. So it shows you that they're going to come out with other ones that we don't know yet. So I'm kind of curious on what's happening with those. But yeah, so today we're going to go through our favorite figures of each line. Pick one from each line. It's vintage, 2000X, New Adventures, Classics, and Masterverse, and Origins. So, boy, I had to remember all that. But yeah, that's what we're going to try to do tonight. And you guys want to start off? We'll probably just go in order of release when they came out. So we can start off with vintage if you guys want to.
Sure.
And Oz, go ahead and tell us yours first one.
Well, we're talking about vintage. I kind of got to go Cobra Con. So it's funny that you brought up Camo Con. I used to have a ton of fun filling him up with the water and just going through, and terrorizing everybody in the house because I had my own little squirt gun, but it wasn't a squirt gun, it was an action figure, So I got to go around and spray my sister and shoot my mom and my dad when they weren't expecting it and got yelled at a lot and punished. But I just had a blast doing it. So, Cobra Khan was always one of my favorite figures. I'm certainly glad that he's coming back around now, and excited to finally get him in hand again for the first time in 30 years. Even though he doesn't have his original gimmick function with the squirt, you
Right.
know, I can accept it and I can get by. I wish he had him still, but you know, it's still it, he's a great figure, and I love snakes. I always have. So Cobra Khan's definitely like probably one of my most favorite. Actually, it's definitely got to be like my most favorite from that vintage line of personal ones that I had.
Cool. What about you, Adam?
That's so I and the way I did this was I didn't pick like my number one just because, you know, I can't say Merman five different times. Everybody get bored of it. So I picked actually for vintage, I picked Beastman. He's one of the first. So I remember when I first got the toys, it was He-Man, Skeletor, Beastman, Man-at-Arms. Beastman stood out to me just because he's got such a great sculpt on his face. He's got the, you know, the beard, and there's a pretty good amount of detail for it being, you know, a vintage figure sculpted by Tony Guerrero. It's got a lot of costume elements. He's got the main harness on his chest. He's got the you know, the arms, the spiky arm things, the kind of curious whip that doesn't really fit his hands,
Right.
which we didn't find out till later. It was made for a much larger scaled figure
Yes.
originally with a big orange with the red, and he's got a bit of blue in there as well. Really colorful, highly detailed, just a cool looking figure. He looks like he's vicious. It's kind of that He-Man thing. It's like you've got this kind of, you know, figure f characters that look like they could do some damage, but really in really bright colors that appeal to kids. I mean, Beastman's a really good example of that.
Okay. Yeah, mine is Trapjaw. I'm the disclaimer, I'm not going to say Trapjaw for every single line because he is my favorite for every single line pretty much. But Trapjaw is it for me for vintage. When I first saw him, he struck me hard. I just loved the way he looked. I loved his articulated jaw, his changeable arm weapons, and just his multiple color and everything. I just really loved him. I wasn't able to get him for Christmas that year he came out. I had to trade for him, but he is my favorite figure that I for the vintage line. He always will be, and he comes with that ring as well, the warrior ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember getting that with my Triclops, and but he came with it as well. But yeah, he's got that loop where you can swing. I mean, it was so when he was on that commercial, I was just like, oh, that's just like the figure I love, you know, and it's always been since the beginning. So that's my favorite from vintage. Anything else you guys want to speak about on the vintage, about your choices or anything?
You know, just on Trapjaw, he's out of all the figures, he's got probably, I don't know, maybe the most play features just because he's got the articulated jaw. You can make him eat people's swords. He's got the three attachments. He's got the loops. So he's got a lot. He's got the power punch too. So there's a lot. They packed a lot into one figure for
Yeah,
him.
they did. Yeah, he's always been my favorite. Just the visual of him. I just remember seeing him as a kid, just like, oh, you know. So but that's what I liked about the vintage. And so now we'll move on to our new adventures. What do you think for you, Adam?
So I love all the bad guys pretty much for the new adventures. I especially love the Skeletor figures. I went with Discs of Doom Skeletor.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I like all of them. The light piping on the eyes, so his eyes kind of glow, kind of like the humanoids toys did as well. They had that feature. He's got I love his colors. He's got like the mix of copper and bronze and silver. His chest, it's like a skull design, but it looks like it's, you know, made out of, you know, some kind of post-apocalyptic industrial you know, movie from the late 80s or something. He's just very, I'd say, Giger inspired. He you know, he's really unusual. I don't know. I've always been obsessed with all of those Skeletors, and he's kind of the most interesting to me.
I'm surprised because I thought you were going to go with the original Skeletor because you talk about that one a lot.
I like him a lot too. I love them all.
Okay, you have one for New Adventures?
I do. I like to talk about Optic quite a
Okay,
lot. You know, something about that figure. It's not so much the play features, because there's really not that much to him. But I don't know. It's something so weird and gross, I guess, about this giant eyeball on top of this body. And yeah, he was definitely one of my favorite figures of all time in just his simplicity. You know, again, it was mostly like the way he was designed. He's like this biomechanical eyeball.
right.
You know, it was really all there was to him. But you know, if something about it spoke to me as a kid, and I used to love playing with that thing.
That's a good one. I do like him a lot too. He's got a great design. And I'm new to, I should say, I'm new to New Adventures because I really wasn't a big fan of it until recently. But I appreciate it now. And now that I have the figure itself too, so he is really good. I chose Hooves because this guy is just craziness. I mean, if you look at him, he's nuts. He's got all that copper. He's got that green face that's just striking. Got a crazy looking helmet, and then he's got that little weird kick that he's got, that action figure, that kick. Yeah, he's something else. But he, out of all the villains, he's not my favorite out of the villains, or the mutants, I should say. But his figure is just, I don't know. I think it's because of the copper tone he's got, and that just that green face. Now I got two green face figures. That's weird. Trapjaw and Hooves. There might be a pattern here. But but he's pretty crazy. But I do like the figure. His legs are a little wonky because it's the action figure, so it's not sculpted real good, but it's he's pretty goofy. You
I
guys
like all
like
the.
New Adventures at all? Are you fans of that show too much?
I've watched maybe about 10 episodes of it. I didn't need to finish it.
Okay.
It's hard to get past. Like the early episodes have Skeletor with the eyeballs,
Right.
you know, and his voice is not what you're used to for Skeletor. But if you kind of wade into it, there's some good stories there, and I kind of liked just to see where it went. Just it was so different from anything else that's for He-Man that's ever been done.
That's
It's kind of
true.
fun.
That's true. What about you, Oz? You're younger, so that you kind of grew up a little bit with that more than we did, I believe, because I was older when that came out. So what was your impressions of that show?
Disappointment and pity.
Oh,
You know, when it first came out, because I'm used to like this barbarian He-Man look, this big muscled look. And then New Adventures comes along, and like he's got like a swimmer's bod. You know, it looks like he should be more on Baywatch than, you know, He-Man. And
yeah.
they went a bit more into the technology aspect and a little less sword and sorcery kind of element.
Right.
So as a kid, it was like such this big different leap into something that I wasn't as into at the time. I guess even being as young as I was, because what it started in 1990.
Yeah.
So like I remember being pumped and excited that I was getting this new He-Man on TV, because at that time it was like my favorite between that and Ghostbusters, all about it. And then I'm watching it, and I'm like, well, what is this? This isn't He-Man. So I was very disappointed in it. But then as I got older and I went back and I started kind of watching it a little bit more, like, because when they did the DVD release or something, like I picked up, you know, the Filmation series, I picked up New Adventures, and I picked up 2000X when they were all out on DVD, like
Yep.
back in 2008, or I think it was somewhere around then. And I went back and I started watching it again. And I was like, you know, aside from the general cartoon campiness of it, This is actually a lot better to watch as I'm older now. And I could appreciate the animation style and the work that went into that, because the animation style was a lot better. You know, Filmation, we saw a lot of the same stock footage used over and over again, you know, episode after episode, because that was the common way to do things cheaply at the time, the animation being so expensive. So, like, you know, it's got its place and its own special shine to it. But with New Adventures, like, you didn't have all that same repeat footage. I mean, aside from like a transformation kind of, you know, element, right, or something like that. And I appreciated all the work and effort that went into it as a project overall. And I really did enjoy it a little bit more. And as Adam said, there's several good stories through there. And like watching it to the end of the series, it's actually pretty awesome. And it's a little more cohesive too. Like, you know, there's more overarching stories like,
right,
going through it, which is an element of storytelling that I really like when I see cartoons that, again, at the time period, like the early, like the 80s, you didn't get a lot of that. It was a lot of single resolution episode kind of things, because they're just, hey, here's this new episode, here's these new characters, we're going to have toys out next week for them, you know. And they leaned away from that a little bit in the 90s, but you still had that, but they made more of a cohesive story out of a lot of it. And I did enjoy it quite a bit more as I got older.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit more of like the Japanese cartoons at the time from the 80s and the 70s. Yeah. It's more of that art style. Plus, all those had, you know, a story kept continuing. It wasn't just an episode by episode, you know, episodic. It was, you know, a continuing story. Like Adam, I had a hard time watching it at first. When I first saw it again, I tried to watch it. I got through three episodes. I had to turn it off because Skeletor was annoying me really, really bad. And it reminded me a lot of Jim Carrey, The Mask. You know, I could just see the green, you know, he had like a green tint to his face, you know, on those episodes, those first few. And he had the big white eyes. Yeah. So I'm like, I can see him, and he's acts goofy. He's not like, you know, like a harsh Skeletor. He was just more goofier than he should be. But right, it was, I stopped watching it. And then the next year I put it on again, which is this year. And I watched it during the summer because it was free on Peacock. And I sat myself down. I watched every episode. And I actually, maybe because I'm getting older, I'm accepting things more. I used to be, you know, this is it. I don't like this. I like this. Now I'm kind of expanding, you know, a little bit more. And I accept it for what it is. It's not the best He-Man. It never will be. But it's just, yeah, I like it a lot more. I do like the mutants more because the heroes are generic, you know, except for a couple of them. Tuscador is pretty cool. Sagittar is pretty cool. And I don't mind Spin Whip because he's a little bit cooler than the other guys in the show, you know, for the heroes. But overall, it's not so bad. I don't mind. I don't hate it anymore like I used to. You know, it's just, it's a better show to me now. Maybe because I am getting older, I understand it better. But yeah, it's just one of those things. But so now we'll go into 2000X now. We'll choose our figures and then we can discuss, you know, the show a little bit. Okay. So Oz, what do you like as your favorite out of the 2000X figures?
Disco Skeletor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Because he was just that base Skeletor. Now, when 2000X came out, I remembered seeing the promotions on Cartoon Network for it and just kind of being like, wait, what? He-Man's coming back? Okay. All right. I'm down for this. But I didn't realize they were doing the toy line too. And I went into like a KB Toys like one Friday night while I was out at the mall, and I saw them. But this was like a little bit after they had kind of come out for a while, and there was no original He-Man or original Skeletor on the shelf. It was like one of the many variants, like Jungle Attack He-Man, which actually was a pretty cool figure in and of himself, something really different. But, you know, later, when they brought back like those repaints and stuff, Disco Skeletor. And I'm a big fan of Halloween, and Disco Skeletor to me just screams Halloween. And I'm like, you know what? I actually really, really like this. I, of course, I had no idea that people were calling him Disco Skeletor online or anything, right, like right, that. But now that I know that's his name, I think it's absolutely hilarious because I almost picture him doing a John Travolta style Saturday Night Fever esque dance dressed up for a Halloween party or something, you know? But yeah, like he's just, he looks sinister and evil and yet goofy and campy at the same time because of the color schemes. And he looks like he's going out trick or treating. But he's just very ghoulish looking. I mean, the Four Horsemen sculpts on those toys were phenomenal. Like, yeah. I love the whole line just on the sculpting alone. But that one, he reminds me of Halloween, and that's my absolute favorite holiday. So that is my absolute favorite figure from the 2000X line. It's the one I definitely appreciate most and wish I still had.
Wow. What about you, Adam?
So I picked one of the Stactions. For those who don't know, there were, towards the end of the line, they NECA put out some action figure statues. They're statues that look like action figures, so the people shortened them to Stactions. So I picked Leech. Leech has always been one of my favorite characters. I feel like the 2000X Staction Leech is the coolest Leech has ever looked. He's just, you know, extremely creepy. The Four Horsemen are great at monsters, especially. That's where kind of where they shine. So he's, you know, he's just got this, you know, creepiness and this, you know, the, he looks like a real threat. He's not sort of beholden to actually having literal suction cups. He's got, you know, some kind of, you know, tongue coming out of his suction cup hands, just detail to the nines. So I don't actually own it, but that's, I've always admired it. And that's, you know, someday I'm going to get that one just to, I don't have a 2000X collection, but just to have on my shelf just as a creepy monster. I think that's a great looking figure.
Yeah, I agree. I really like the Stinkor Staction figure as well. I don't own that one, and that's the one I really want because I wanted to get all the characters that were in the show, and he's one that was in the show, but that's the one I don't have. But I didn't choose Trapjaw. I really wanted to because I really liked that figure, but I told myself I'll make it interesting and choose something else besides Trapjaw. So I went with Evil Lyn. I love her design. Here's her figure here for people that are watching it. She doesn't have that outrageous weapons like a lot of those figures did, you know, the oversized guns or swords and things like that. But I just like her new design. It's got a choker on her neck. It comes with a little knife, which is kind of sinister in a way. But her color is different than the vintage, but she matches the cartoon. But I really liked the design of her. She stands kind of goofy. Her leg's a little twisted, but other than that, I think she stands out as a figure for me. I had a couple other ones I was thinking of, but I think that one is my second favorite after Trapjaw. So I went with her. The one thing I like about this line, though, that they did really well is I don't know if they modeled the cartoon off the – I believe they modeled the cartoon off the figure designs. Is that correct?
That's my understanding,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, so I like that. And I'm a big fan of figures coming out or are modeled after a cartoon because you're used to seeing it. Now you want the figure to look like what you're watching. So I really I enjoy that. What are you guys' thoughts on the 2000X cartoon?
I started rewatching that. I missed it when it was out the first time. So I caught it like in 2012, watched all of them, really enjoyed the stories. Like I feel like they had really good characters. And again, it was story arcs across stories a lot of the times. I've been rewatching it again since they've been putting it out on YouTube through the Mattel Action channel. Some of it's not every episode is great. There's a few stinkers in there, but I feel like it's a good modern He-Man cartoon. It generally gets, you know, the tone right, I think, that He-Man should have. It's a little more serious than the Filmation, but it's not, you know, it's not taking itself too seriously. It's kind of a good balance.
Yep. What about you, Oz?
Out of the cartoons, I actually enjoy that one the most. I think it's my absolute favorite.
Okay.
You know, again, I knew it was coming out, and I'd seen, like, advertisements for it. I didn't have cable at the time. I didn't have Cartoon Network. So I actually had my cousin who had cable record them on VHS for me. And then I would pick up the VHS from his house and I'd watch a couple of the episodes that he recorded and then get him back the tape. So then he could record over and let me see the next couple of episodes and stuff. So, you know, it was really fun to get this, but then like after a while, like, you know, couldn't really pick up the tapes and then he was recording over things. And so ended up not actually being able to finish it until, like I was saying, I picked up all those DVD sets and went back and rewatched them all. And I was like, this was a really good series. Like, you know, again, you had a more continual flowing story throughout ones. They have callbacks to a lot of previous episodes. And then getting the commentary from like Mike Young Productions behind it too, and being able to watch some episodes with the commentary and see what was really kind of going on in his head and the directions he wanted to take with things. It was like, this guy gets it. Like, he really kind of got what I think captured a lot of us as kids with the toys with He-Man. And he tried to implement that in the best way he could. You know, he talked about how they wouldn't really let He-Man use his sword a lot in the original ones, you know, because TV censorship and everything right. like that. And, you know, we understand it. We get it. So he wanted to create an action cartoon, but it not be violent. So like he incorporated like a lot of these different flourishes and things like that to kind of flesh out the actionness, but not truly make it very violent in nature, which I thought was great because it gave us like a lot of that like sword play and everything that was missing from the original one. You know, because I mean, you know, He-Man didn't really have a whole lot of flourish. He had the I'm going to toss it from hand to hand kind of thing. And right. then, like, we never really, really got He-Man using his sword much. So it was a real drastic difference with that. And again, like you said, like they were making the toys for this. And, you know, we all know it started off as a toy line to begin with. And then they made the cartoon after the toy line was established to kind of help sell the toys back in the 80s. This one, it was like, okay, well, here are some toys, but we want to incorporate these designs into the show. And it really did kind of, I think, help try to push those toys. And that was cool because, like, yeah. you know, you never had Thunder Punch He-Man in Filmation. You never had Flying Fist He-Man in Filmation.
Right.
So, like, this, not only did you get this toy, now mind you, by this time I'm an adult yeah. as an adult can be, so like again I couldn't really buy all the toys or anything like that. I was paying bills, I had responsibilities, but you know, it was one of those things where like on the rare occasion that I did see one that I really liked, I could grab kind of thing. And it was fun, it was really neat to see that. But I could see as like if I were a kid finally having this toy and then seeing the episode with it, you know, we all kind of played out some form of story with the toys. And, you know, again, a lot of it, like you could do with certain cartoons and toys, and then there were others you couldn't. So it was nice to have that element.
Yeah. I remember when it came out, cause I used to, go home early from work when it aired. Cause I didn't have a DVR or nothing. I asked my boss, hey, could I go home and watch He-Man? She's like, okay. So I was able to leave a half hour early for work and make it on time just to watch. This kind of reminded me of school, you know, when I was a kid seeing the Filmation run home to catch it, you know, by 3 o'clock.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I like the cartoon a lot. I really do. The stories are great. Design is awesome. I know a lot of people are complaining because they do a lot of the spinning of the weapons and things like that. But to me, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is cool. You know,
yeah.
there's a lot of action happening here. Mm-hmm. And another,
See?
Yeah. And another thing I liked about it is all the characters were in it at the same time. It wasn't just yeah. three and three, you know, or four and two or whatever, you know, you had all the guys in most of the time, which was really cool to me. I like to see a lot of the characters interact with each yeah. other more often.
But, I agree.
Yeah. That, I really do enjoy it. Yeah. I bought the DVD the DVD set came in a 3-pack. I think it was a
yep.
Best Buy exclusive at the time. So, or I got the Best Buy version of it, I should say.
Yeah. I'll say that the only, I like most of the designs. A couple of the redesigns bug me a little bit. Like, I never liked Battle Cat's little paws, like the little claw mittens that I gave him.
Yeah.
I felt like that was overkill. I thought the Castle Grayskull in that show was just a little bit too clean looking, a little bit too bright colored, like the light gray. But most of them, I think are really good looking characters.
Yeah. I liked it. Like I said, I liked the whole line because it looks like the cartoon, the toys I'm talking about. That always got me. And, you know, when they came out, I didn't collect all the figures either. I collected the villains because I didn't have a lot of money at the time. And my son was born while that show was on. He was born in 2003. So we had to save up some money for, you know, to have him and everything. And I got all the villains, but I didn't, later on, I ended up going back and getting the heroes and stuff. But I didn't like any of the, I know you like the Disco Skeletor and you're saying like the Jungle Attack He-Man and all that. I didn't like that at all. I didn't like the extra versions of those characters. It's just like, especially, I just didn't like it. I wasn't into that. It was like, I don't want to keep buying 500 Skeletors and 500 He-Mans again. So I didn't go for any of the alternate versions of them.
Well, but I will say, and I agree with you there, that they did go a little bit overboard.
Yes.
With the alternate versions of He-Man. And again, I get they're just trying to sell toys and everything like that. Because, I mean, that's what it was all about. It was about selling the toys. They wanted to bring the toys back to the market, and they wanted to sell them. And, you know, they were going for that tried and true formula that made them take the toy world by storm in the 80s.
Right.
So I get that it wasn't necessarily working, and they were trying to push those main two characters because everybody wanted He-Man and Skeletor. Everybody wanted He-Man and Skeletor. But I think the main thing that they forgot was everybody wants that main version of He-Man and Skeletor.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody want accessory bound, but now he doesn't have his power sword He-Man. Or, you know, the same with Skeletor. Like, we want Skeletor with his Havoc staff and just, you know, being this imposing sorcerer looking type character. And once you start to get away from that, it's like, okay, yes, you're getting out another Skeletor, you're getting out another He-Man, but people still want the core original ones. But that's why I like the Disco Skeletor, because again, it was that core original Skeletor from when they had launched the line. It just wasn't in the right colors. It was the different colors. And I agree, like, that's not for everybody and not everybody enjoys that. But I appreciated that one. And I thought the Jungle He-Man specifically, because he reminded me a little of Rambo going around with the bow. And, you know, that was always pretty cool. Picture He-Man climbing up the trees and blowing stuff up with a bow. You know, it was a lot of fun. So
coming out of the mud
to
strangle a guy.
They drew first blood.
I never even thought about that. That's funny.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it was you know, it was fun though. But again, like, you know, here we are 20 years later from that. That was like the 20th anniversary of He-Man in itself. And here we are 20 years again. And wow, it's like coming back by storm again, which is really cool. Cause I think they captured the right formula. We're all at the right age for collecting. Again, for collecting. You know, we've got that little bit of extra money that allows us to play around with it and get these loves. And then we got kids too. So we get to share that love with them. And
right.
You know, it's a really good thing to bring it back, I think, now, you know, because they know who their audience really is, because they tried to relaunch to a whole new generation and we all enjoyed it, but we just all weren't in the right place in our lives to enjoy it the way we would have liked to. And the younger generations just didn't quite get it. There was something different about that time. Kids were more distant from toys, more into electronics and stuff by that time. Video games were a much bigger thing. And so, like, it kind of missed this gap at that age, I think.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, it happened not too long after 9/11.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, if you remember that, and I'm sure everybody does, it's that was a big life-changing thing, just like COVID now. You know, we all remember what when 9/11 happened. We're all gonna remember what 2020 was. So yeah, at that time it was tough. You know, you couldn't go out and spend a lot of money either on things at that point in time. So it's yeah. So I think that was one reason why the line didn't go on and on. You know, I think that hurt a little bit too as well. The economy hit hard at that
Very true.
period because of the 9/11. You know.
Yeah.
Not getting politics, but I mean, you know, that's just the facts of what happened at that period.
Very true. They
went
But yeah.
out, yeah, and they went out really strong on that line too, to begin with. Like it was
Yes.
all like all the figures were almost unique tools, which wasn't true of the
Yeah.
80s. They were spending quite a lot on the cartoon. It's very good animation. So,
Yep.
and I think all those variants were like, okay, we're not making our money. We just need to get some cheap repaints out there really quick. But then they overdid it. And
Yeah, they saturated that a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
I
definitely
agree with
did.
that.
Although I did like that they brought back like the mail-aways, you know, like they had that buy two or buy three and mail away get a figure thing, like when they were trying to clear the shelves and you know, it allowed them, it was another repaint and a variant, but this was a repaint and a variant that we all love. That was the Moss Man, you know, the green beast man with the flocking again, and it was like the special figure if you mailed away. But you had to have three proofs of purchase. And I keep waiting for them to announce something like that with Origins. And I gotta say, like, I'd be a little excited if they were to do something like that again, because hey, right now, you know what? We got Jitsu and Naked Stratos clogging up the shelves out there. And you know, hey, let's do a buy three, buy four and get a special figure kind of thing. Come on, Mattel, I know you're listening.
Yeah, I'll buy a couple of Naked Stratoses if they give me a figure
That's
for
right. That's right. Something unique.
it.
Something very unique and
Yeah,
nice.
something new. Yeah.
Oh boy.
You
Yeah.
know what
What?
they actually, you know what they should do? They should do Faker, but with the magenta armor and the
Yes.
like mail-away figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd dig that.
Yeah.
Like that darker color hair and then the magenta armor. And you know, they've already printed that color power sword with He-Man. They could throw or with Prince Adam. They could throw that one in there too. Why not?
Sure. Definitely. That'd be great. It's not going to cost them any. It's a
Yeah,
repaint.
they've
So,
already got all the tooling done.
All right. So after that happened, Classics came along 2008, I think at the end of 2008, somewhere around there. Really hit hard in 2009. We're going to talk about that. So Adam, you said you're starting to collect classics again, so I'll go with you on what your favorite is or whatever.
So I this one would be in my top 10. I picked it just because it's a little bit of a dark horse to choose, but I chose Demo Man. He's a little controversial just because of the bio where they made him like when Keldor got his face melted off and Hordak came to save him, he merged him with this Demo Man character to, you know, make him become Skeletor. I never really paid attention to the bios too much, but I just love the design of the figure. I love that he looks like he stepped right out of that Mark Taylor concept art. More than a lot of the figures in Classics, they look very clean, like, you know, but he's got holes in his outfit, his the metallic elements on his costume and his weapons. They've got pits and rust effects and damage, you know, kind of sculpted into it. He's just a highly detailed figure. He looks very classic, kind of sword and sorcery. He's, you know, contrary to what was thought when he came out, he really has nothing to do with Skeletor. He wasn't like a concept Skeletor figure, but he was done by Mark Taylor, who also did Skeletor, and he's got kind of a skull face. But I just love like the, you know, he's kind of half rotten. He's got this big, you know, grizzly beard with a bone in it, and you know, he's dragging, you know, he's kind of hunched over and dragging his big mace. I think he's a great looking figure. I even like the colors. I know he's very bright green, but I like bright colors on my figures, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. So since you're bringing up the bios, I was going to ask this, so you already talked about it. What do you think of the bios on that? I don't like them too much.
Yeah, no, I think they're a little bit too much like trying to. I mean, some of them are okay, some of them are not so good. I never liked the real names on unless, you know, for a few of them they made sense, like He-Man's real name is Adam, but most of them they don't really sound like Eternia names. I don't know, kind of mixed, but again, I didn't I when I got those figures, when I was originally collecting them, and now if I happen to get them on card, I don't even read the bio. I'm more about the figure.
Yeah, that's how I am too. Oz, I'll go to you on your favorite classic figure.
Like King Grayskull.
Okay.
I was a fan of that. I was when they introduced him in 2000X, I thought that was a really neat element, because you had Grayskull, the castle, but there wasn't much to that. It wasn't even like, this is the kingdom that they rule over. It was just the power of Grayskull is what you knew as a kid. And we got a little bit out of the original Filmation cartoon and stuff, but then it's like 2000X introduces this king of King Grayskull, and it was his kingdom. So now it was like having that, and I really thought that them kind of like launching that line with him and everything like that, I was like, that is a really cool thing. Now, mind you, I totally missed like pretty much most of Classics up until years after it had already been out and it had been doing its run. But to find out about like that later and see that character and everything like that, I'm like, that is really, really awesome and really cool. Coming down to like the bios on the back of the cards and all like that, again, because I didn't collect this line actively, I didn't know anything about it. I thought it was neat to get a little bit more because, again, like the 2000X version of the show delved into like a lot of the lore and the mythos of Eternia and stuff, tying some elements together that never really got tied together in the original Filmation, and then seeing that in this. So I kind of like that a lot of what they were doing with that kind of came with like elements from the 2000X line, and that being my favorite cartoon. But I didn't know as much about a lot of it because I never saw the bios. I never had any of the characters or the figures. But I like the fact that they were able to get like all these deep cut characters that they never made toys of, and it stretched beyond just, hey, we're reintroducing this new cartoon series, so here are all these characters from this cartoon. They were like, okay, so we've had like three cartoons and we've had mini comics and we've had these things, so here's a figure from this, here's a figure from this. And they didn't have to just stick with one principle. I didn't realize that somebody was actually tying that into a whole cohesive storyline with bios until much later, when I started watching Toy Guru's videos on YouTube. And I was like, okay, I can see where you were going with that. You got your head canon, and then this is how you kind of told the story with the figures and all like that. I can respect that because any fan who would be put in charge of a brand that you love, would you not do the same thing? So like, I never got. Like, I know some people got like real defensive about their version of it and all like that, but one thing that I've liked about MOTU as a whole as a fandom is, to take a phrase from Ryan Dole, for the most part, we don't try to yuck each other's yum. Like, you've got what you like,
Right.
you've got what you like, and I've got what I like, but you'll never hear one of us say like, that's insane. That's BS. That's not He-Man. That's not this. We all, as a fan base, kind of respect each other's own versions, their own headcanon. Because, again, when you were kids, like, some of us, when we started playing with these toys, didn't even know how to read. So we didn't get story from the mini comics. And when the toy launched, you didn't get a cartoon telling you everybody was this or that until like 2 years after the line's been out already. So like, you had to come up with your own headcanon before that a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I think because of that, we all respect each other's own versions and takes of this fan base. So you got a lot of people who get mad at him for being able to take over. And well, I don't want to say take over because he really didn't try to. He was just very passionate about this toy line and he was trying to bring it back. And I think like everybody should appreciate what he was trying to do in bringing it back to us. And really, if it wasn't for him carrying the torch and getting classics out, I really don't think we'd be where we're sitting today with Origins and Masterverse. And, you know, I mean, heck, he even gave a name to a legendary character that, you know, Wundar. And look at how big Wundar is now. Like, he's even got his own official release, as I was just talking about. You know, for those of you all watching on YouTube versus just listening, you know, got another one right here because he just came in from the secret sale. So, you know, like, I love this character. I think he's great. I didn't pick him because I wanted to go with what launched the line. Because without that one and without successful sales on that one, that line wouldn't have continued because it wasn't a retail line. It was direct to consumer.
Right.
So each one had to be successful in order for them to keep continuing the line. So,
yeah, I think this was a line he did kind of on the side. It was something he volunteered for, he pushed for. So I, you know, despite whatever is in the bios, I'm glad he was there to, you know, be the one kind of crazy guy. Like, let's do Motu, even though there's no cartoon and there's no anything else. We're going to put out these great, you know, highly detailed figures. I still think it's probably the best looking line out of anything that's been done for Motu, which is why I've decided to, you know, try to get some more of those figures. They just look great. So
I completely agree with you on that, Adam. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree too. There's nothing wrong with having more Masters of the Universe toys, of course. You know, we always got to have something out there. It was dead for a long time until 2000X came. So,
yeah.
And after that, it was dead for another decent amount of time. And after the classics started, that's when they were starting to do those comics and everything, and like with 2012 or something like that.
Yeah.
But the figure I chose, and I had a difficult decision on making this one. You know, obviously I was going to pick Trapjaw, but I'm not going to do that. And I'm not joking around with that. And I could go with the Filmation version of him too, because I really love that one.
I could have gone Merman easily for classics.
Yeah.
He's a great figure.
Oh God. Yeah.
So I came down to a couple of them, and I'm sorry, I'm looking off the side. I'm staring at a couple of them, but I was going to pick Spikeor from the Grayskull classics one. And then I was going to go with Modulok from the Club Grayskull because I just love the way I'm a big Filmation fan, obviously. So I wanted that, but I went with the classics, if you could say it that way. But sure, I went with Beastman.
Oh yeah,
that's another really good one.
Yeah, I just got this as a gift from my wife this year. She bought it for me. I was shocked when she gave it to me, but I like the detail. He's very vicious looking. His legs are really loose, though. He's like his joints. I don't know if I don't have too many of the original classics, but they seem kind of loose. I don't like that too much. I know they had ankle problems as well. You know,
the earlier figures were a little bit more loose on those joints.
Yeah, and but I do like the Beast Man a lot. But I like a lot of the figures, but that one I like the most besides Trapjaw. But like you guys are saying, I didn't get into it because I knew they were coming out because of my DVD set I bought from the BCI collection. It had an advertisement in there. It says, you know, it was He-Man. I think it was He-Man. Or was it Club Grayskull? I don't remember. I think it was He-Man, right?
The BCI, was that the one that came in the Castle Grayskull set?
Yeah, like it fold out and had all the pictures of the characters on each disc.
Yeah. I don't know if that was before Club Grayskull or not.
Yeah, and it came out, not Club Grayskull, King Grayskull. So, I'm thinking it was the original He-Man. I can't remember. I should have looked at it before I started talking about this. But I remember seeing it, but at that point in time, I knew we were moving to Arizona. And I couldn't afford to get any figures, you know, and then move. So I missed out on the line I don't think I collected any of them until they started up with the Club Grayskull figures. Cause like, well, now I can start over with something new. And that was Super 7. Well, no, they did it first before Super 7. Super 7 continued. But yeah, that was, I wish I could have got them all, but I hope you do, Adam. I really
Yeah. It'll probably take me about 10 years to get them all.
Hey, but at least they're not making any more. So
Right, yeah, exactly.
you can catch up sometime. And
Yeah,
it's
eventually
always
I'll get
fun
there.
too, you know.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, I can get five figures a year or whatever it is, how much you want to
Yeah.
spend. You don't have to rapidly go out and grab them all, because I can't think, well, I'm not a fan unless I have all these, and then
Right,
rush
yeah.
out and stuff. But yeah, it's a good line. The bios, like I said, I don't like the name, like you said, Adam. It just doesn't feel right, probably because we've been fans of it our whole lives and used to saying, well, this is Beast Man, not Rakaz or whatever you call him, and stuff like that. I don't like the added stuff too much, but it is what it is, I guess you can say. So, I don't know. But that's what I like, the Beast Man.
Yeah,
So
it's a great figure.
now we're going to jump ahead to Masterverse, since they're kind of not similar, but scale-wise, the same size. So you guys can go ahead and discuss which figure you guys like the best out of that one so far, or or you can even like one that's coming out that you haven't received yet.
What do you got, Oz?
Well, for me, I'm gonna go with man, it's a tough choice. I love the new Eternia Skeletor. Like, I
Yeah.
really, really dig that character. I like the elements they took from like Demo Man and the original Mark Taylor concept and incorporating it into this more concept style figure. I'm loving all of the new Eternia stuff that they've done with Masterverse so far. I wasn't as big a fan of the Revelations Masterverse when those were coming out. I appreciate that they're doing like the Princess of Power, She-Ra and Hordak, and we're getting Catra and Frosta. I think that's great. I like how it's encompassing, all of Masters of the Universe, and they're working on these different elements, and we've heard some upcoming rumors of different leaks and stuff like that of what's on the way. So I mean, like if they can keep going with this, I think Masterverse is definitely going to be that definitive line over the others. Each wave just keeps getting better and better too. Like the sculpts are getting a lot better. But yeah, the new Eternia Skeletor is top for me. Like I just there's so many cool elements to that figure. And if you don't like some of these new attorney elements, well, guess what? If you don't like those concept ones, they give you the parts to just keep them original. And they did that with the He-Man, they did that with the Beast Man. They're doing it with all of those new Eternia figures so that you can keep them like close to the core original vintage look and still do this new Eternia look if you like.
Yeah, you stole mine. I was going to say new Eternia Skeletor too, for all the reasons that you said. Great looking figure. I'll just add on top of that, like some of the things that are coming out soon, like the new Eternia Too Bad looks really good. He's really sharp looking figure. I don't have this one, but the She-Ra who just came out, and even the Hordak look pretty good. I feel like all the female figures in this line look really good. Like the double jointed elbows, it's fine with a thinner female figure. You guys know I've got a little beef with the way they do the elbows on the male figures for these lines. The female ones look great. Those are some great looking figures.
Yeah, I chose it's a Beast Man, the new Eternia Beast Man. When they first, which is funny because when they first announced it, I looked at it and I was like, "What's this garbage?" I didn't like the way he looked. I didn't like the whole regalia, and stuff. And as I started thinking about it, and I went on Adam's blog and I'm looking at it, I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's the they're going for that." Because I knew they were doing the concept art stuff, so I was like, I had to look that up. I'm like, oh, this is based on this and this and this. I'm like, okay. And then I got the figure, and he's massive. And I was like, this guy rocks. I was like, he's awesome. I'm not huge into Masterverse figures at all, but this one I do like. And I don't even mind that everybody's complaining about the color of the wash on him, the dirty wash. I didn't mind that too much because he's covered anyway. So that's him right there.
Yeah, depending on the armor you choose, it's covered up.
Yeah.
They have fixed that with the later releases.
Yes,
The
I've seen
wash
that.
is more uniform.
Yep.
So for those of us that got him when he first came out, we're stuck with the but he's still a fantastic figure. And you're
Yeah.
right, he's huge.
Yeah,
And
he's
like
huge.
what Adam said too, that too bad figure, Ray from Collecting Classics managed to get one and he did a review. And he's even bigger than Beast Man. Like,
Yeah. Oh,
he's just,
really?
yeah,
Yeah.
his scale is massive. And that's great because it adds to the monstrousness of some of these villains. And they appear more evil in my mind, like, because they're really like monstrosities.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at that Beast Man figure, I'm like, oh crap, like, this is somebody to be afraid of. You
Yeah.
know, kind of thing. Whereas sometimes he comes off as kind of a joke. Like you don't see him as this vicious warrior. But when I look at that figure, he's a vicious warrior. He is a chieftain of his people.
Yeah.
He commands respect, and yet he bows down for Skeletor.
Of course, of course.
You know, and I can't wait. You know, again, I know it's rumored, and we haven't gotten. We've got confirmation as far as a Amazon block for what's coming out. But supposedly Merman's on the way, and I really can't wait to see what a new Attorney of Merman's gonna look like.
Yeah, I was. I'm curious about that one. Is that going to be like the Merman from the cartoon before he gets, before he loses an eye and he has the armor, or is it going to be like something a little bit more classic? I don't know.
I'm kind of hoping he looks maybe a little bit more like oh shoot, I can't think of their name. The company that's doing all the really expensive, amazing armor.
Oh, Mondo.
Yeah, Mondo. Mondo's, thank you.
Mondo.
God, I don't know why I could not think of their name.
Yeah.
I'm honestly, I'm kind of hoping maybe he might lean a little more towards the Mondo looking merman, because again, like, I'm liking how these new Eternia villains are looking very monstrous. And, like, I'd kind of like that. Maybe a little bit more Creature from the Black Lagoon kind of
Yeah,
style merman.
sure. That would be great. Yeah, I think the bigger sort of beastier villains, I think that's pulling right from that 2000X vibe where you'd
Yep.
have certain characters, Beastman, Whiplash, they were much bigger than the others.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Masterverse, I did not choose Trapjaw whatsoever. I
Just the
don't like
only
that.
one.
I don't,
Yeah.
I mean, he's okay. I bought him because I have to have all the Trapjaws, but that tongue, man, that piece of
Yeah,
liver
I don't
sticking
like
out,
it. Yeah, I
when I
don't
first
like
saw
it.
that, I'm like, oh, I had to see him in person before. I didn't want to order it. I had to see him in person so
Yeah.
I can really notice if I can actually hide that, with the jaw. So, but I'm able to hide it, and yeah, I just don't. I'm not a big not Masterverse, but a Revelation fan. So,
Sure.
yeah, I just didn't like any of those characters. Like when they first came out with the figures, I was like, Masterverse, it stinks. I don't like it. But
Right.
the new Attorney, I started getting into it, but I'm stopping it now. Unless they come out with another real cool. If they come out with a Trapjaw, I'm gonna get him, of course. But I have to pick and choose what I'm gonna get out of those now because I didn't really like the Jitsu figure too
Okay.
much. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
He
I,
looks a little tame.
yeah. But I do like. Well, they did. Looks like a great job on Manny Faces. I haven't seen it in person yet. But the photos I've seen, he looks okay.
Yeah, I love that they got the sort of the he's got that briefcase with the
Yes.
concept faces in it,
Yep.
which is a great
Yes.
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's
really,
good
really
stuff.
dig that too. Yeah. I
Yep.
mean, New Eternia for me is the way to go when it comes to Masterverse. Again, I appreciate what they're doing with the Revelations characters. I can appreciate that they gave you two looks for Trapjaw. You know, because they he kind of had two looks and feels in the show. You know, he
Right.
had that more original one from like those first couple episodes where it was, you know, Skeletor attacking Grayskull and trying to take it over. And then they gave you the later version look as well. And I like that they did that with Triclops too. I thought that was pretty cool. Like you had the more traditional Triclops, and then you also have that cult leader Triclops look. So I appreciate what they're doing with the line and with those figures. I think that's fine. It's just, I've only picked up one Revelations Masterverse figure. That was the version 2 Teela, where she had the more traditional look to her.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's mostly because I think those head sculpts on that particular version of Teela are gorgeous. I like the figure overall. I think it's good. Not to say that I did not like that later version of Teela we got, because I still thought that was pretty cool too. Like everybody complained about that. I didn't mind that. I thought it was actually a unique storytelling of a Teela that rebelled kind of thing. You know, she got away from what we all knew. I like it when characters change in ways that makes sense.
Right.
I don't like it when they change something just to change something.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, actually for the sort of that post, you know, defeat of, you know, He-Man's death kind of looks, I love the way Man-at-Arms looked after he'd quit, you know, being the working for Randor. He was just out on his own with his big grizzly beard. And
right.
It was a really good look for him.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that version of him to come out too, because we're going to get that Duncan, as they're calling that figure, not Man-at-Arms, I'm excited for when that comes out. I'm excited for the huge arm cannon. And yeah, I'd probably be interested in picking up that one too, even though I'm not really getting the Revelations figures. I really kind of like that version of Man-at-Arms, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, because I did buy a couple Revelation figures. I got Stink Ore because I wanted the Classics version, but I used this as a low man substitute, I guess you can say. And I do have Skele-God, and I have and I really like the Evil Lyn. I was going to choose Evil Lyn for the Masterverse figure, but I think Beastman beats her out. But yeah, I think that Evil Lyn, that one's a real good one. I like that one a lot, and I like her design in Masterverse or in New Eternia. I don't like the long hair. I like the short hair version of her. Mm-hmm. But you know, like you said, there's some things you just don't like to change. So used to Evil Lyn being short hair, the punk rock looking short hair, you know. So
it's a little pixie cut with the the white pixie cut. I like it. I dig it.
Yeah. So but I do like the character. I like that version of her, and I like the figure a lot. And I'm looking forward to that new one that's coming out with the the Sorceress version.
Yeah.
That one I do have on my list to pick up.
How do you feel about the God Evelyn?
I don't really care too much about it. Yeah, so I don't know. What do you think, Adam? Do you care about that one?
I'm trying to remember what she looked like because I can remember sort of the evil sorceress, Evelyn. Mm-hmm. And then she was a little bit more kind of muscular. I mean, they're both interesting. For me, probably I think the original release of Evelyn is within Masterverse, the first one that they put out. I like that was a pretty good redesign.
Yeah, I agree. I like that one too. Yeah, I got her right away. I really liked her. I'm a big Evelyn fan. She's my second. Yeah. Well, she's my second favorite villain out of Masters of the Universe. But yeah, so we'll get on to the big one, Origins. This one was tough for me as well. What do you guys have? Or you want me to go first on this one?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. You go first. You haven't gone first yet.
Yeah, so Origins, it was really tough, but I looked through all of them online because I have them all in the box. I didn't feel like digging them out. So I really like, you could probably be surprised, but the deluxe version of Snoutspout. I think that's my favorite out of all the Origins so far. I was going to choose, which is weird, but the 40th anniversary version of the New Adventures He-Man, I was really going to choose that one, but I think I like Snoutspout a lot more because, two, you get the vintage head, and then you get the Filmation head. and I enjoy being able, I don't swap it myself because I didn't open it, but
yeah,
if you can change the heads, and I like both looks of it. And he's really, I always liked him. You know, he's not the most popular character, but I think the toy is cool. And mm-hmm. you know, and I like what they did with him. That's my choice for Origins. It's a little surprising, I think. Maybe some people might not think of that, but the vintage, not the vintage head, but the Filmation head really did it for me, I think.
Yeah,
it's something neat. Yeah,
like he's got tusks in that one. He always needed tusks. That was the thing that was missing from him.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, he's pretty cool. I like him. Hose nose, snout spout, whatever you want to call him. So, but that was my choice for Origins. What do you guys got?
I picked this is my one nod to Merman. I picked the PowerCon exclusive Lords of Power Merman, which you could pick that up as a very slight repaint on the, in the retail line, but just, I like the detail, the paint detail. He's got a little bit more of kind of the two-tone outfit, which is, it kind of looks like they're taking a little bit nods from the way he was done in classics. Mm-hmm. He's got really nice colors. They didn't quite get his colors right from the source material, but they did really replicate the cross-cell art colors on him, which is an interesting choice. But I just love the way he looks. I love that's where they incorporated some of those original concept Mark Taylor designs, like sort of the, it looks like, I don't know what it is, kelp or whatever, kind of hanging from his belt, the very kind of, you know, detailed looking boots that, you know, looks like something from Out of the Sea. So I love pretty much all versions of Merman, but that was the one thing that really excited me when it was released. I couldn't go to PowerCon, but I was like immediately like, I have to have this set. This is, you know, this was made for me. This is, this is the Lords of Power thing, all these concept figures. Beastman would be another one. I love the Beastman that came out with that set, but just a beautiful figure.
Yeah, I regret not picking that up because I was spending a lot on other things and I couldn't get that, but my wife said, get it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to put any more on my credit card right now. We got to pay that off. And because it was on BBTS, so I was able to pick one up. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's over $200. And she's like, well, get it. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I wish I did now because I really want that Man at Arms because I was going to choose him. But since I don't own him, I didn't want to choose him. But I really want that set. Someday I'll probably end up getting it.
Yeah, it's a great set.
Just for what you said, I mean, they made those characters. I mean, that's why I was happy when they did the repaints and they put them out separately. I was hoping, I was like, okay, well, maybe they will come out with a slightly different Man-at-Arms version of that. But so far, they haven't.
I wish they would.
The Inturning Guard.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good, I kind of figured you were going to go towards one of those. So, Merman's. That's a beautiful looking figure. I like that one a lot. Cause it, you know, that was like the Merman we all wanted as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's.
Anything else you want to say about that one?
The only flaw in that guy is they gave him He-Man hands instead of like the four-fingered Merman hands. Mm. That's the only thing that bugs me about him. But I'm hoping with the Masterverse Merman that's coming out, if he's got painted yellow gloves, you know, the hands are interchangeable. So if it works out okay, I'll use those hands for my PowerCon Merman, and he'll finally be just right.
That's awesome.
That's actually a really cool idea. I didn't think about that. So my fingers are crossed for you that comes true.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm curious on what you got, Oz.
Toughest decision of all.
Is it?
Yes, because Origins has kind of taken me by storm. It's brought me back to toy collecting as a whole, because before this, I wasn't really collecting anything. Origins means a lot to me. There's a lot of figures throughout this where, you know, maybe I didn't have opportunities. When I was a kid, I had most, but I did not have all. And here's an opportunity for me to get like every single figure that I've wanted, as long as they keep them coming. Like, so far, I'm actually doing pretty good, except for most of the con exclusives, like the early ones, not so much like, you know, later ones now. Like, I'm missing, I'm missing that the Lords of Power 5-pack, that Prince Adam and He-Man 2-pack that started the whole thing, the She-Ra, the Sun Man. I didn't get those, but I've been pretty consistent with Mattel Creations since Mini Comic Triclops.
Okay.
I've pretty much had everything since then. They've got some pretty deep cuts already with this, and I love that they're digging that kind of stuff out. You know, it's really, really tough to choose from such a line's only been out for 2 years, and we already have so much. We already know there's so much more on the way, even. Like, we're coming into more of my favorites here. We've got Cobra Khan's out, Camo Khan's on the way. We got a lot of the Snake Men. I love the Snake Men. I love reptiles. I love snakes, so I'm all for it. I'm a little miffed they're getting away from some of the play gimmicks, because, like I said, I wish my Cobra Khan could still squirt people, but, you know, right. Hey, it's okay. I can settle for it. So with that being said, it's kind of like, I like the figures that still have like their core original gimmicks, which kind of limits what I'm looking at. But with this one, I got to say, I think my most favorite figure to be part of this Origins line is Koldar.
Hey, that's great. I was going to say him too, but
yeah. They've never had an action figure of him.
Right.
He's in a single episode. And the fact that we're doing somebody like him, the fact that Frogmonger, who is a sticker, yep, they've brought to life on the way. The only reason I didn't say Frogmonger is because we don't have him yet. I wanted to go based off of what I have, what is available to me. Frogmonger's not available yet. But the fact that they're willing to take these deep cuts into this stuff and bring these characters to life. Modi is another great example of what they're willing to go for if we, the fans, support it.
Right.
You know, everybody went crazy for Modi. Frogmonger's been popping up on boxes and everybody's like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? And it's like, you know, he's from the Dungeon Grade sticker. I love the fact
that was all over that. He was pushing that right away. Hey, look at this.
Yep. Well, and it was so cool because when they came out with Castle Grayskull, guess who's not on the sticker? You know, right. Axel broke him out of jail.
Yeah.
He escaped. And that's such a cool thing. Cause like, it's here, we're hinting and teasing things at boxes and they're coming. We're getting them. And I think that is so cool about Origins, cause we're getting things that you wouldn't really expect. And I'm okay if they do that kind of stuff as Mattel Creations. I think that's too. The proper place for that kind of thing. Koldar, Frogmonger, Wundar. Ooh. I'm a little miffed that Grizzlor was one of those, but I get it. Because he's a little bit more expensive to do, you know, glue stick some carpet onto an action figure. I get it. You gotta, you know.
Well, we all complain about that, and they kind of remedied that.
They did.
For people. Yeah.
They did a really good job of doing the best they could for it. They gave, you know, hey, here's this. We have a bunch, and they're already made up, so here's this pre-sale. But you know what? If you miss the sale of it, that's okay. We're opening it up for the weekend, so you will still get a chance. You're just going to have to wait. So chill. We'll get you what you want. And I hope that we can see that with more things in the future. Like, I'm really kind of hoping that they kind of keep that format moving forward with some of these things. I don't think maybe with Cobra Con there may have been enough demand. However, I will say I've seen a couple people complain now that they've gotten notifications that theirs are canceled.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, so I'm really kind of hoping that maybe we might see them do an open made to order, because I really feel for the people who ordered this thing. They got it in the bag. They know they got it. So like, these are people who wanted, there was demand from this person for that figure. And now they're kind of denied that.
Right.
You know, they thought they had it. And then like a week later, they're told, sorry, you know,
It's one thing if you can go back and reorder it, like they cancel it on accident, or your credit card didn't go through, and now they
cancel. That's a different story. Your credit card don't go through stuff like that. That's on you.
But that one sale, and you got through, and you did everything correct.
Yeah.
And then they sent back, and then you can't go back and reorder it. That sucks.
It does. And you know, when I first got sent the image saying that, hey, have you been seeing this? I was at work during the day, so I didn't see it until I get off of work at 6 o'clock at night. And like, I'm like, no, what's going on with this kind of thing? And then I went and I started doing some digging, and I was seeing like, yeah, a lot of people ended up getting their orders canceled. And I made a post, I tagged Mattel, I tagged Masters. I'm hoping to get some kind of response. Like, you know, if you guys made a mistake and you kept the SKU up too long and you oversold it, okay, own up to it. Let us know. Mm-hmm. If you're making mistakes, be transparent about it. Everybody makes mistakes. That's fine. To remain silent and not give an explanation, that's shady to me. And I don't necessarily look, they got me because I want to keep supporting this thing. I want to keep sharing these memories with my son. So I'm not going to just stop collecting. Big part of it is because I know a lot of other people wouldn't stop either. And the only way you're going to make a big enough change about that is if everybody were to be like, no, we're not going to support you anymore. I don't want to talk about that. I want Mattel to succeed with this line. I really do, because I want to keep seeing He-Man. Like 10 years from now, when we get to the 50th anniversary, I would like to know that throughout this next decade, these next 10 years, I'd like to see a consistent space of Masters of the Universe on toy shelves again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great. I want them to keep going.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Like in the past, you'd go, you know, years and years with nothing He-Man. Ever since Classics and onward, it's pretty much consistent. There's always been something, especially since Origins. Now there's always three different lines at once.
So. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So I'd like to see them be a bit more transparent with us. They know we want to support them, but talk to us. Let us know what's going on your end and work with us. You went through and you worked with us on Wundar so that you get Wundar back in people's hands. You worked with us on Grizzlor, so that way you can make sure the fans got what they wanted. So work with us. Talk with us about CamoCon. Because instead of being quiet about it and everybody just being mad for no reason, talk to us about it. And we'll work something out, because those people still want to spend their money with you. At this point, you're just refusing to take people's money. And from a business standpoint, to me, that seems off. Like, why would you say no to money? Isn't that what you're doing? Like, trying to make money?
I'm just curious on why they canceled some of those people's figures. I'm wondering why.
From what I can see, from what I've taken, from what I've seen, they were all overseas orders that were placed later.
Oh, okay.
So, like I said, my assumption is maybe somebody left the SKU up a little too long. And it was over-ordered.
Yeah, because it lasted for about, 30 minutes?
Yeah, about 30 minutes from what I could tell from what most people were saying. So that's a good chunk of time. Like, they haven't had something available that long since before Mini Comic Triclops. Like, he went pretty quick. Wundar set the record. It sold out in, 2 minutes. Like, just under 2 minutes, it seemed.
Yeah, that felt like a squeeze and a fart right there, man. It was just like, boom, it was over with. Like, oh.
Yeah, you blinked and you missed that guy.
Yeah.
Koldar was a little bit longer, but still pretty short. The Grizzlor was pretty quick, too. So, it seemed a bit off that CamoCon managed to stay up for so long. But, so I guess we'll see. You know, I'm kind of hoping maybe Mattel will talk about something. Maybe we'll get some kind of announcement with this December 14th drop, whatever they're talking about doing. I think that's going to be the other what's-his-face half, because they said that was going to be December.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. I don't know if it's for sure yet. But I know it's coming 14th, but I don't know if that's the figure that's coming out. or a set of them. I don't know what they're doing. Yeah. We'll find out less than a week from this recording. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say, I'm a little miffed about their little secret sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that like builds hype, but I think it mostly builds frustrated fans.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're the ones that want to spend our money. And I'm not saying you got to bend over backwards to kiss every fan's butt. That's impossible. You can't do that. You know, there are far too many of us to please everybody. But there's a lot of sentiment across the board that like these little secret sales and sudden drops like, oh, hey, by the way, this is coming out. Oh, and it's 2 days from now.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, it would be better than not hearing anything.
Right. Right. Yeah. I like getting some notice so I can plan ahead. Like, you know, right now there was that, just today, really, that leak about, what's that retailer site, Bobby?
The deep discount with Snake Mountain.
Yeah. Like that kind of leaked information. I mean, that's pretty solid, fair thing. We can't say for sure if all that's accurate because it's not concrete. It's not from Mattel. And up until something comes from Mattel, I don't want to treat it as concrete guaranteed.
Right.
But it
is a legitimate website that sells.
Right.
Yeah.
Deep Discount is a legitimate website. They've sold things before. They're going to continue to sell things. They do legitimate business practices. So we can take from this that, and they do a little bit of a normal markup. So that $112 is probably going to be closer to like most people selling it for about $80 or $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that sale price thing was going on something that's not even been sold yet, but okay. If I know that it's coming and I know that it's $80, I can start planning ahead for that. I've got time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we knew it was coming out until I thought it was going to be the holidays, but that site says August. So
they were saying fall they announced it. They were saying fall of next year. And yes, now it's, I mean, I like getting that idea and knowing that it's fall, but then seeing that and saying it's August, it's like, okay, well, what is it? Is this going to be like one of those things where, oh, hey, by the way, Snake Mountain's coming, get it now. And it's like, yeah, $80 is a big thing to drop when you got a budget and bills and everything else you're trying to handle. If I know something's coming out, I can start putting money aside now and be like, okay, I know this is coming and I know about what it's going to cost. So I'm going to put this money away so I can guarantee that I'm going to get one. And same thing with like Eternia. We all knew Eternia was coming, but we didn't know a price tag and we didn't know exactly when. And then when it finally came out, I was like, yes, I'm going to be working. I'm going to have the money for this. This is going to be great. But as I started working and I'm taking care of responsibilities and everything else like that, I realized, you know what? No, I can't. And so I didn't. I actually dropped off of that and I missed out. And that's okay. But if I knew all the information up front when they announced it, I could have made a plan and I could have got it. So from a consumer standpoint that is willing and wants to give you my money, work with me to do that. You know, Rise of the Snake Men wave that just came out, they said specifically that was going to be first quarter next year. 2023 is going to be Rise of the Snake Men.
Yeah.
2023, first quarter. This is your first wave. These are the figures coming out. This is, you know... You know all of this. This is all the information we're giving you because it's coming out. And then it was like, oh, you can pre-order it at GameStop. Oh, that's a cool because it still says it's coming out next year. And then other sites had it go up for pre-order. And it's like, that's cool because it's still coming out next year. So you can pre-order it now and it's not going to hit your bank account until next year because you're starting.
Yep.
And then it hits your bank account because, hey, by the way, it's on the way.
Yeah, I've had it for like a month already.
Yeah, that's not okay to me. You know, that's not okay.
Yeah. And meanwhile at Target, still nothing but naked Stratos.
Right, exactly.
not entirely, because
Not entirely.
Finally found this guy.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
If you get lucky, you can find the new stuff. Yeah.
I'm getting lately.
The distribution is so weird on this line.
I finally got this whole wave.
Good. Oh, nice.
So this whole wave is in the bag. I'm only missing one from the previous wave. That was the Horde Trooper. So It is what it is. I don't have that one yet, but hey, I finally got this wave. I got that. I'm actually backlog wise, I'm only really missing 2 deluxe figures. But I believe they're on the way. I can't say for sure. And then the King Randor wave, wave 10, and then the new Snake Man waves, what, wave 11?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much up to date. I'm only missing the 2 newest waves out, and that's okay. It's Christmas. I'll try to do what I can after, if I can. Right now, I got to work a lot of overtime to get there. So
I'm sure you'll get them. I'm sure you'll get them soon. Yeah. So speaking of the holidays, do you guys want to share your favorite holiday memory with Masters of the Universe toys?
Yeah, I can do mine. One of the earliest memories I've got with my dad is actually when I got Castle Grayskull. I know this was in 83, Christmas 83. My dad, he was a lineman. He had to take jobs out of town a lot at the time when I was a kid. So I'd go, you know, weeks or 2 weeks without seeing him, and he'd come back. And so I just remember him coming home for Christmas, and then, you know, I got this huge playset. I was really excited, but then I'm like trying to look through the instructions, and like, oh, there's all these stickers that I have to figure out how to put on, and I'm, you know, 6 years old or 5 or 6. And then, so I just have a really good memory of my dad helping me put that together. So that's one of my favorite memories that I've got.
That's associated. Awesome. Yeah. That's good. That's great. What about you, Oz? Anything?
So I'm a couple years younger than you guys, and my memories of getting these on Christmas aren't the greatest because I was so young. I do know I got a lot of them for Christmas because I do remember that. A couple months ago now, when Skelevator and I first started doing Toy Frenzy, my sister had sent me a bunch of holiday pictures from one of my early Christmases. I was a real wee lad in this one. And I can see that I'm so excited about playing with my He-Man toys that I've just opened up. There's a picture of my dad laying on the floor building battle bones for me.
Wow.
There's a picture of my sister with the Crystal Palace and some of the She-Ra play sets. And then there's another picture of my cousin, who he was not really into this as much, but he must have been over. And, you know, he's a year younger than me. And so he's like walking over to my Castle Grayskull where my sister and I are playing with it. And it's like, although those memories may be foggy, I can see in the picture how much fun this is. And my cousin, my sister and I, we didn't always play together. We didn't always get along together, especially my sister and I. My cousin and I, we definitely were good friends and continued to hang out and enjoy each other, each other's company quite a bit more than my sister and I hanging out later. But one thing my sister and I can always kind of bond over is a shared love and kind of passion of He-Man and She-Ra, and seeing those pictures and seeing the joy on our face of actually playing together as siblings who pretty much hated each other. Like, I hate to say it, there was a lot of my sister and I not getting along as we were growing up, but seeing these pictures and how happy we were to play with each other, and again seeing my cousin, who wasn't really into He-Man or anything, but as again this young child coming over and being like, hey, what are these are kind of neat, and playing with these toys and all like that, to me, that's a great memory that's captured in time that I can revisit even without having it up here. I now have these pictures that I can go back and look at. I can see my dad getting involved and helping me, like Adam was saying, put the stickers on and do all that kind of stuff. So like, there's so many emotions just built. And again, it was all around Christmas that we got all this stuff. And then my birthday is like right after Christmas too. So it's all of that. There's pictures of us, and it's got to be at around Christmas time, and it's got to be 1987 because we're at the video store, so it's got to be right around the release of Masters of the Universe the movie. And I met He-Man, and he's and they're handing out the toys too, like, you know, just handing them out. So getting the toys with that experience, again, it's not firmly in my memory. I remember parts of it, like snapshots kind of thing, not just from the pictures, but like I can physically remember being there, but I don't always remember exactly what was going on, because again, I was this little kid. But being able to see the pictures helps that memory along a little bit more. And just being able to say I met He-Man, who was my hero at the time, is pretty cool.
Wow.
Awesome. And that was right around Christmas, because I can see the like ornaments hanging from the ceiling for like Christmas and stuff like that. So, that's you know, cool. Those all great He-Man memories. More recently, again, my greatest memory is my buddy Chris got me He-Man and Skeletor back in 2020 for Christmas. Friend of mine, Ray, with my buddy Corey, hooked me up with Battle Cat. And I've told about this before, because it was just, again, I felt like I was 5 years old opening up He-Man, Skeletor, and Battle Cat on Christmas.
That's awesome.
And that's great. And that was just 2 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm excited for this year's Christmas, but I'm not going to talk about it here, because somebody watches Daddy on YouTube.
Got it.
And I don't know if he's going to see this or not, so I can't say too much more.
There you go.
Yeah, I know I talked about my 1982 Christmas a lot on other episodes and things like that, getting Castle Grayskull and, you know, He-Man and Skeletor and a couple other figures. But the next year, 1983, was, you know, it was hard for our family at the time, so we didn't get a lot of presents. So the thing that I liked about it was, because my brother, he's 2 years younger than I am, and he always liked Hot Wheels, and he didn't like action figures as much. But he ended up getting Manny Faces and Ram Man, and I got Triclops, and I can't remember what else I got. But I remember playing with him. It was like the first time I've ever played with him on Christmas, and a couple days afterwards, we were playing He-Man together. And he's never done that with me before. I've always played with my friends, because like my friends across the street had all the figures. You know, I had some, but all my other friends had most of the toys. I played through their toys. But that was, it was a good memory for me and him to actually play together with all of my toys of He-Man, with the two new, you know, the three new figures that we got. And yeah, that was a special memory, because after that, we never played He-Man again together. So it was just that moment and getting those gifts. He was excited. I was excited. But then he went back to his Hot Wheels and things like that, you know, because he got some of those as well for Christmas. But yeah, that was my favorite holiday, is spending with my brother that I don't get to talk to too often anymore. But yeah, it was a lot of fun back then.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, and that was the year I couldn't get Trapjaw. I remember going up to my mother, and she's like, "Bobby, I'm sorry. I looked for Trapjaw all the time. I can't find him." And I was crushed, because that's the one I wanted, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, "I looked everywhere. I can't find him." And I'm like, "Okay." So that's why, you know, that during the winter time, I traded my friend my Darth Vader for him. I had a 12-inch Darth Vader, the vintage, and I gave him that. He wanted that, and I got his Trapjaw. And I still have it. It's beat up, but it's not the one I showed. It's not this one. This is my collectible one that I purchased.
Yeah, but it's well loved.
Yeah, not that one. That one. Loved. Well, it is well loved. His face is
battle damaged.
Yeah, right. Yeah, his face is peeling and everything. So
I have a question for you then, Bobby.
Yeah,
you got your Trapjaw this year, right? I know you got another one from the 40th anniversary sticker one, right?
Yes.
Did you get your brother a Manny Faces?
No, I didn't. Like I said, we don't speak. So, yeah, it's a situation. I'm not going to get into it. So
No, that's okay. I didn't mean to pry.
No.
I didn't mean to pry too much.
It goes beyond him and my parents, my parents and everything. So, yeah.
Sure. Nah, I get it.
Yep.
Totally understand, man. Yep. You don't dig into it anymore.
So, since we're getting here close to the end now, any final thoughts, any holiday wishes? I know we did this last time, because we're doing monthly. So now we did Thanksgiving. Now we're doing holidays. You guys got any messages you want to say? Family, friends, anything you want to say out there to the MOTU fans, Masters fans? Sorry, Joe Amato.
I just hope everybody has a really happy holidays. I am sending some of my origins to my brother who we used to play He-Man together too. He lives at home. He's developmentally disabled, so okay. He's. But the one thing that we've kind of connected recently is, you know, I've been buying him He-Man figures. So, you know, give the gift of He-Man. Give it to you. If you got kids, buy your kid a He-Man figure. If you got nephews, nieces, whatever, get people going on this. There's fun as to give out as there are to buy for yourself.
That's awesome. Anything else?
Well, I definitely want to say Merry Christmas to all of us Masters of the Universe fans. Relive your memories from when you were a kid in the '80s, no matter, or even later, you know, if your first editions of He-Man may have been New Adventures. I know we don't have much New Adventures out there right now, but try to relive those happy memories of He-Man and Masters Universe the best you can through what is available out there right now, because this is a really amazing time to be a Masters of the Universe fan. Like we said, you got three separate toy lines out. We didn't even really get into one of those toy lines tonight. But you know, if that's what you're enjoying or you're trying to enjoy that with your kids, then do it. Pass on the passion and have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. You know, I hope you get to spend time with your kids if you have them, or, you know, your extended families, your friends, and enjoy, make new memories.
Awesome. Yeah, I want to say that what you guys said, you know, enjoy the Masters of the Universe under your tree or whatever you decide to do with your presents. Give them out, hand them out. It's a special time for being a Masters of the Universe fan. But I also wanted to say, you know, we appreciate you guys listening to us and watching us on all of our shows and everything. And it's a special time. We're all together. And I really enjoy this time with everyone. And it's I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday, a great new year. We're looking forward to next year as well. Hopefully it doesn't go too fast like this year did. But this year rocketed by pretty quickly. But I really like to say thanks to everybody, all my followers on Twitter, everybody interacts with me everywhere. It's been fun. I met a lot of new friends this year, and it's been great. And I just want to say happy holidays and happy new year. And if I just want to mention a couple other things. If you guys all use Adam's Battle Ram blog website, you can donate to that site if you want. He has a donate button. It helps him with his site and gathering more information and all that stuff. It helps. He also has a button on there for St. Jude, which I think is excellent. If you can't donate to anything, just donate to that. That's awesome. I'm going to do that myself. Help little kiddos and their families. This is the time they really need it, and throughout the year as well. We got Oz and myself. We both have a Patreon account. If you want to donate to that, you can find it on our links in our link trees and all that stuff. I'll have everything down in the description as well. The smallest amount helps us with, you know, podcast expenses, StreamYard expenses. It helps us give you better content as we move forward. Oz, you have your show every Saturday. I keep thinking yes. Mondays because you started out Monday. Ostradamus Toys on YouTube. You go live. I think 9 p.m. Eastern most of the time.
That's right.
Yep. And then me and you are also on Toy Frenzy every Thursday. It's 6:30 PST, 9:30 Eastern. We'll get Adam to join us on there as well.
Yeah.
And enjoy doing
just
all this.
Keep nudging me.
Yeah, I'll right. Sure. Yeah. We have fun with all that. And, you know, we have a great supporting cast of friends too, you know, like Mega J and Ray from Collecting Classics and I forget names, so bear with me. You know, Oz, you can help me with that if you have any other ones that you want to shout out real quick.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, you know, when it comes to the supporting cast of the Toy Frenzy,
Oh, Duchess, and all over. I'm sorry. Yeah, check her site out as well. The Duchess of Darkness.
Yep.
Yeah, we have all the friends down in our channels.
Yes, definitely. Duchess of Darkness. Well, Ryan Dole at yes. Toy Anxiety and Gotham City Tonight. You know, he's been a reoccurring guest a couple of times on Toy Frenzy with us, and he and I got some plans for some future stuff coming up. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, thank you for plugging the Ostradamus Toys live, because, you know, that helps. And that's right, folks. If you can help support the channels a little bit more, sign up for the Patreons, you know, go over and see Adam on the Battle Ram blog and donate if you can, if you're able, especially to St. Jude's, because what an amazing organization they are.
Yeah, for sure.
When it comes to charities and, you know, such, St. Jude's is, to me, the ultimate because of what they do, you know.
Yeah. So if you're on YouTube and you're watching this, hit the like, subscribe, hit the ring or ring the bell button so you can get our notifications of episodes. Since we do it monthly, it's you won't maybe not remember it right away, but it does come up once a month. We're also on all podcast audio apps, so you can find us pretty much everywhere. And if you're listening and you want to see stuff that we're showing, like figures or whatever, you know, say like we're talking, we're showing something, you can just watch us on YouTube as well and get to look at our pretty faces. So, but you guys got anything else you want to say before I close it?
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy New Year. Be safe. Be healthy. And we'll see you within the next month in the new year. Thanks, guys.